Now joined by head coach Ty Stillwell of the Grundy or 5 girls and boys basketball programs. We'll talk Lady Panther basketball here first. Coach, we're going to have to go pretty far back into the memory bank here. It's been a long time since the girls have played a game, going all the way back to the 15th of December.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a break, so you know, we're eager to get playing again tonight.
It did look like, and as I said, this is going back to about an 11-day stretch where you played 5 games in early December, but it looked like that the girls were starting to get some things put together as you kind of got to that Winston game.
Yeah, we were starting to get things slowly together. You know, we're still early on in the season with only 5 games in. We're still trying to figure out exact roles, and girls are still trying to figure out exactly what they do great in the game. So we're slowly putting pieces together, but we are building and getting better.
Look like if I'm going to my own memory bank, and I know this is going back a couple of weeks, but both programs, girls and boys, kind of dealing with issues with contact tracing and close contacts and COVID-19. How much of a factor was that in just trying to get into the gym and practice with full teams over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it was a big factor. You know, we did get hit with close contact, so we had to be quarantined for so many days, and then we had this snowstorm come in this last week. So it's been kind of tough getting in the gym and getting to work.
So what are the expectations just for, we'll talk about the girls' game first. You go to Hardin Central tonight. If folks are going, I believe these shows are going to air at 5:30. So if you're going, I hope you left a long time ago because the game's going to start at 5. What's the expectation for the girls tonight for the game at Hardin, Coach?
It's going to be just keep working hard. You know, we're at one of those scenarios where it's first game back from break, and it's going to come down one of those things where whoever does the little things the best is going to probably end up walking away with the W tonight.
I'm looking at it, too, and if I'm putting myself in your shoes, yeah, you haven't had the amount of practices, the amount of games with, you know, full strength, and you're missing some people here and there over the last couple weeks due to contact tracing. You're not the only program that we can say that about, so there's a lot of teams that are going to be in the same scenario, and I'm not sure where Hardin Central is with that, but they very well be worried about the same things tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things where more than likely every team's going to have to be in contact tracing or something along those lines where practices are going to be limited. You know, it's a very strange year, but, you know, we have to roll with the punches and, you know, we have to keep being a team that works hard regardless if we're in the gym or not.
And one of the things that we talked about going back into December is that, you know, experience-wise, you got hit pretty hard by graduation on the girls' side, but you do have a fair amount of bodies that you can go to off the bench. So depth-wise, it's okay for Grundy, is it not?
It's okay right now. Our numbers have actually dropped down to 7, so we're kind of there on the slimmer side. We're dealing with some injuries. Trying to get people back and healthy is, you know, one of the big things right now.
So, you know, 7's, that's not a big group going south tonight. So not, it'll get better here in the month of January, but for tonight it's probably a little bit of an issue with trying not to get in foul trouble.
Yes, absolutely. You know, saying that foul trouble is going to be a big thing for tonight.
How much of a concern is it? Because as I understand, Grundy is not in session today, and it was a planned day off being the first Monday of the new year. So, yeah, you're going to get the girls and the guys into the bus early because it's not a short bus drive from Galt down to Hardin, a 5 o'clock tip-off. It's going to be interesting to see how both teams kind of react to a little bit of a different situation, both with time and not being in school.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the kids are supposed to be up right now. We're going to leave a little earlier just so we can get out on the court down there a little earlier, trying to get up and get moving. That way we're not sitting around all day.
What do you know about the Hardin Central girls, Coach? How stout of a program are they?
They're pretty good. You know, I believe they're a well-coached program, and, you know, they're kind of like us. I think they're young and looking for wins right now, so it's going to be a tough battle at their own place.
Yeah, they've played some bigger schools. They're 0-5. I just brought up their schedule, so they haven't played since the 10th of December. So what I just mentioned, how Hardin's going to be worried about the same things as Grundy tonight, absolutely. Hardin hadn't played since losing to Meadville, a lopsided affair on the 10th of December. 7-point loss to Southwest, and losses generally on the lopsided side, but there was a 9-point loss to Gallatin in the Gallatin tournament, also a loss to a really good Polo team, and a 30-point loss to a equally good Carrollton team. Going back to Winston, Coach, because that's the last game that you played. That was after a really nice victory on your home floor against East Harrison. What were the things against Winston that when you talked with the girls that they just needed to do a little bit better if they want to turn games like that and win in the near future?
Closing out the game, you know, we done pretty well in the first half. Then we came out kind of flat in the second half and just didn't close it out. They went on a great run, and we didn't respond very well, and they just kind of took the game from there.
North Harrison coming to, is the game at Galt on Friday, Coach? Is that the plan?
The game is at Newtown. It'll be Newtown's homecoming on Friday.
Okay, so I always double-check on that because I know there's always plans. They have a few games in Newtown. One of those are going to be Friday. How much of a challenge do the Lady Shamrocks give your team on Friday night?
They're going to give us a lot of challenges. You know, they're big, they're strong, and they're bringing back quite a few girls. So, you know, it'll be a tough matchup, but we're excited for it to see how well we do with our conference opponent.
You got the Milan tournament next week. You got a handful of games, and hopefully all these games will be played, but we never know this year. But assuming that they're all played, any coach would say, hey, we want to win them all, right? You know, that would be the obvious answer. But where would you like to see the Lady Panthers be by the time you get to February 1st?
I mean, just we need to get to the point where we understand individual roles and responsibilities and learning how to score the ball a little better. Wins and losses will come as they do, but as far as we're improving individually and as a team, you know, that's what we want to see before we hit February.
Is the biggest thing that you saw in the games against East Harrison and Winston, Coach, the fact that you defended better, that you made it difficult for your opponents to score in both games?
Yeah, I thought East Harrison had done a great job of making things difficult. Winston, like I said, I thought we'd done a better job in the first half and then kind of fell asleep in the second half and allowed them to get some easier buckets. So the defense is rolling around, which is a good thing. You know, trying to keep teams at a very low number is always the goal.
So Hardin Central on the road, that's an early start time tonight at 5, and then North Harrison up at Newtown will take on Grundy or 5 at 6 o'clock Friday. Milan tournament next week. Do you have a bracket on that, Coach? You know what sort of seed that you have?
I have not received a bracket yet, as of right now.
I haven't received a bracket, but I did see the seedings. I just don't have that sheet in front of me. I want to say you're in that 6, 7, 8 category somewhere in there.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. I saw the seeds, haven't seen the bracket. I believe the bracket's supposed to come out today, so we'll keep our eyes out for that. We'll be back with Coach Stillwell. We'll talk some Grundy R5 boys basketball coming up next.